Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned in to Heat Check with Trista Crick.
On this episode of the Heat Check, I join Damian Barling on the D'Lo and Casey show on ESPN 1320 in Sacktown. Always one of my favorite times of the week talking to the boys, and let's face it, the vibes were immaculate, and I thought I would share it with my folks on the Heat Check podcast. Let's not waste any time, Nick. Go ahead and drop that beat.
What is happening? What is it? Is this the Blair Trist, the Blair Crick project? Like, what is going on?
Well, I'm in New York right now. And so I'm in this hotel that I'm in the little like library area where there was food. And my hotel that I'm actually staying at is a couple of blocks down the street, but I had just finished eating. And so there's like this little back area that I can charge my phone and it's not going to interrupt anyone. But I realized I'm like right up against the lamp. And I was like, this is looks really, I mean, you guys make fun of me from my living room and how dark the background is. I mean, it's a whole new level. This is a whole new level.
It's swanky.
It's literally just your face. That's now we can see your hands for the like.
No, it's also I got a black sweater on. So
it's just all darkness. That's
is it gonna work?
No, it's perfect. This just adds to the fun of talking to you.
I feel like we're at one of Trista's speed dating tables that she's had to stop at on sort of, you know, going around the room. Like, yeah. We've got like 2 minutes and then she's got to move to the next table.
If only I was that lucky to be on a speed date at this moment. My only date is with Zara. I'm looking for some wool trousers after this.
Excellent. So I assume WFAN, that's why you're...
No, I had a dentist appointment today.
Oh, the old New York dentist.
Yep, so I had to get some new Invisalign put in, and then... I don't know if you guys can tell, but I got some new little eyelashes.
All right.
And my dentist appointment's only on Friday morning, so I have to come up Thursday and then leave Saturday. So I'm gonna go and see some friends. I actually am getting dinner with Jake Fisher tonight.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try to get some tea on this Kyrie Irving news.
No, we'll get to Kyrie here in just a heartbeat, and I'm sure you'll share the tea with us. When you get the opportunity, but you were as fired up as all of us were last night to see De'Aaron Fox miss out on the All-Star game. And you're connected around the league, so it's up to you, TK.
I was a little worried that I might be complicit or an accessory to a crime if a riot actually took place, because I said we riot at dawn. And then I think a Kings player also said, let's riot.
Yeah,
and
I was like, busy that too.
Yep. And I was like, let's not really riot. Because if my tweet's the first one, then it's a January 6th situation. I'm not trying to get into all that.
Oh boy. Well, clearly
you're in New York, so you can riot at the NBA offices. We understand what's happening here.
I'm gonna glue myself like that girl at the Minnesota Timberwolves playing game. I'm just gonna
stick it to the window.
NBA reporter has glued herself to Adam Silver's door
in a De'Aaron Fox jersey.
There it is.
I speculated that coaches were trying to make some grand point by selecting a bunch of defensive guys like Paul George and Jaren Jackson and Drew Holiday and at the expense of a guy like De'Aaron Fox.
Are you guys the type of people who think about the All-Star game as an accolade and an accomplishment? Or are you guys of the mind that the All-Star game is primarily an event for fans and to entertain fans?
Him or I, both.
I think it's the first, because I think players, I mean, their contracts are based off of All-Star, like whether they make the Hall of Fame. You have to accumulate some of these accolades. And to me, like the players, they do think a lot of it. Like I've talked to Sabonis about the potential for Fox to be there and what it would mean. And he was just like, he wanted him to be there to get the experience of it, like how amazing it is. And Fox had been there for like rookie sophomore game stuff. But to be part of the big game is just different, and it has a different feel and vibe. And you're thought of differently as a player when you have that All-Star. It's not like Major League Baseball All-Star where every team gets an All-Star, and then, you know, or the NFL where didn't the Ravens quarterback who threw 4 touchdowns make the Pro Bowl?
Snoop Huntley, yep. Snoop Huntley.
Yeah, he made the Pro Bowl, and so did Derek Carr, you know, who had that great line yesterday. But yeah, I kind of look at it that way. Like in the NBA, it's a huge accomplishment that if you don't stack those accomplishments, you don't have an opportunity to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think I'm of that mindset too. But when I think about it like a fan event as well, I say to myself, and I tweeted this, like, does anyone really want to watch whatever Jaren Jackson's jump shot is out there? Like, do we want to see his defense? Do we want, when you talk about like getting defensive guys, why do we want defensive guys in the All-Star game? Like, we really don't. I want to see De'Aaron Fox use his impressive dribbling skills to successfully fake out his opponent. Like, that's what I want to see. You know what I mean? I want to see him in the mid-range. I want to see his floater. I want to see his speed and athleticism. I could really care less about Jaren Jackson Jr., and I am a fan of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to revisit that, but I think it goes to the first thing you said though. Like, is it an accolade or is it a showcase for the fans? I think coaches may have looked at it as an accolade, and of course there's components of both, as James mentioned, because there's incentives and contracts, so that's important. But the accolade part of it, that's it's like, all right, we've got shooters and Kyrie doesn't play a lick of defense and he's starting, so we're going to put Drew Holiday in, and we're going to take control of our league again, and we're going to make All-Stars out of defensive players. So we'll put this guy who's played 30 something games into it and averages 15 points per game rather than De'Aaron Fox, or I mean, hell, even
how many games do you think that the solution is also to put, you have to play a certain minimum amount of games in order to be eligible?
Well, that's the case with postseason awards, or not, maybe not postseason awards, like
MVPs,
points. Like, you have to play a certain amount of games. And I think James has said earlier, Jaren Jackson leads the league in blocks, but he's not actually eligible to lead the league in blocks.
No.
Yeah, he's not. He hasn't played enough games. I was even telling Damian too, Trista, that I was talking about this with my son, and my son said, hey, well, do you know about the whole block thing with Jaren Jackson? And I'm like, no, what do you mean? He goes, oh, look at his block numbers at home versus on the road. He has 77 blocks in 18 games at home and 37 blocks in 17 games at home. I mean, on the road. So they're like, around the league, it's known that their scorekeepers are giving him blocks for things that aren't blocks, and they're padding his stats. And it comes down to like, what exactly are we doing here? Like, it should be the best of the best. And if you're going to reward Jaren Jackson for being on the Western Conference number 2 overall team, then forget that. Aaron Gordon's a better player. He should have made it on a better team as the Denver Nuggets. So I get you don't want two representatives from the same team getting rewarded. But if you're going to do it with one, then, like, again, Jaren Jackson just didn't make any. Not on anyone's board as far as, what was he, number 12 in forwards in the Western Conference when it came to aggregate score. That just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I think the thing that also is frustrating is just how they formulate the teams, because you know, somebody said this in my mentions, and I think this is true in terms of like Jaren Jackson obviously playing a different position than Fox. And so you've already got your guard slots already set. And so there's an additional slot that Jaren Jackson for a forward, you know, position that he could get in. So they said, oh, well, would you, if you had to choose, then would you take out Jaw or SGA or Dame if you were going to put in Fox? And I'm like, well, I challenge this premise completely, because maybe there's just more guards that are all-stars this year that are playing in an all-star caliber.
Well, I would add this too. Like, it's very possible that they loaded up on forwards because they know that Zion isn't going to play. And so when they replace Zion with somebody else, it doesn't have to be a forward.
Right.
Because they've already loaded up on so many forwards, and it would leave the possibility to add a player like Fox in the next round.
They better use him as the replacement. Otherwise, like, we are riding. We will. We're not going to take it. No.
Someone twisted sister on us.
Someone, which is just a massive curveball from Tristan. Someone said you look like the Death Row magazine vibe cover, and I can't unsee it now.
That's a tremendous compliment.
I just can't unsee it.
I have that on my wall in my house that I grew up in.
Oh, that's iconic. It is. Yeah. James has it.
Can someone make this on Photoshop? Can they add me in? And like, can you put it on Twitter? Can we just see what it would look like?
Say
what? Oh, they put LeBron's head on Willem Dafoe the other day for me from the Platoon poster. So yes, they can, Trista.
I guarantee they're already working on it. It'll be in your mentions by the time the call's over. So you're in New York. How about the gift that keeps on giving? You mentioned it earlier. Kyrie wants out of Brooklyn, and from what we read from Adrian Wojnarowski a few minutes ago, is that teams are calling, asking about Kevin Durant. Like, hey, how far are you going to take this thing over the course of the next week?
Yeah. And if I'm Brooklyn, like, what is your real incentive to do what he wants? What is it? Like, I don't think you have any, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to stay there. You know, he wants to be there. The entire reason for the trade request is salary and him getting a contract extension that he is not being offered, and them wanting to see what they have in the postseason with him before they do any of that, right? Because he's a gigantic headache when he's not one of the best players on the court, which he's been awesome this year. He's been really, really good when he's not suspended. And so that's one component. And so if you say, well, I'm sorry, we're just not going to trade you by the deadline, like, you're just going to have to figure it out. And if you need to get paid whatever is your max through the bird rights, then you're going to have to work with us with the sign and trade. And that's just what it is. You need us, we need you, et cetera. So why feel rushed to do that when teams are only going to take advantage of you, given the desperation and him being on an expiring?
Yeah, this is one of the few players that I can remember where he's going to be worth a certain amount as a player, and he's worth a totally different amount as a human being. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I don't think that he's making $36 million this year, which, again, he should be a 40-something million dollar player, but he's not. And I have this feeling that, like, he's not going to get that big contract that you would expect, unless it's from Brooklyn, who, you know, has a ton of money and a huge market. But I mean, even like, if you go to the Lakers, you're not getting the money. Well, I guess you could if they're able to complete a trade, because then they would have his Larry Bird rights. But just as like an asset going around, like, you're not going to be able to get like dollar for dollar for what he should be like worth as a player.
And on top of that, you've got Rui Hachimura there, who's also going to want to deal in the offseason, which is going to take up quite a bit of your cap space. And so at this point, the math ain't mathin unless you're sending Russell Westbrook to the Brooklyn Nets, which
you're absolutely doing. You're 100% doing.
Yeah, or you're doing a three-team trade and sending Russ to, like, Chicago or something and trying to figure – I don't know that Kevin Durant – if Kevin Durant ends up playing with Russell Westbrook again – which I don't think he wants. I mean, what are we doing here, really?
I don't know. I never know what we're doing involve Kyrie Irving, to be honest with you. LeBron's out here tweeting eye emojis and crowns. Like, I don't know what's happening with your king. We looked at Phoenix having a really intriguing potential offer. I feel like we mentioned another team, James. Oh, Miami. Miami potentially having something, but it felt like Phoenix worked the best. But there's that, and you noted this a minute ago, there's that weird, why would Phoenix do this unless they knew that Kyrie was staying long-term? Because you'd probably have to move Mikal Bridges. You'd have to move someone you value to get Kyrie back. And that's what the weird thing hanging over all of this is you talk about the incentive to do what he wants. No team is going to make a deal. No team like Phoenix, I should say. I feel like the Lakers will do whatever just because they're the Lakers. I don't think Phoenix or Miami makes any sort of deal unless they have assurances that they can have him on their team for at least another couple of years.
Which means then, okay, Kyrie, we're going to offer you a 2-year deal. And right. If we do this trade, you're going to accept the 2-year deal, which yep. means you're going to have to sign this now, like secretly. And then we're going to submit it when it's the time for us to submit it. Like, it's going to have to all be locked up where there's no funny business. Because if I was worried about funny business with any player in the NBA, them changing their minds, them going back on their words, them deciding they need to step away for whatever reason, that would be Kyrie Irving, right? So if you're a team and you're in the risk management business, and listen, Phoenix has had their own fair share of controversies as well, right? You don't want to be having another issue or a potential blowback controversy that you really did not need to have. Like, it would be an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, it's so avoidable. Like, yeah. Could it work out and he makes your team great? Sure. But it could also not work out and you could be like stuck in a gigantic nightmare of a situation with him, both financially and the PR stuff, which you talked about. There are certain teams that can do it. And then there, I think Phoenix is one team that you might look at and go, like, you can't, because they're the team that's actually going to have to give up true value. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at the Lakers, like, regardless of what my friend Damian here thinks of Russell Westbrook, like, in NBA standards, it's not value. Like, you're not getting value for him. And where, Mikal Bridges, if you're going to get Bridges, you're going to get Cam Johnson, you're going to get a stack of players. Those are valuable pieces, long-term contracts, young players that can help you today and, you know, kind of further what you're trying to do. Maybe both teams get help in this situation where, again, like, Dallas doesn't have something to offer like that. And even the Lakers, they don't have something to offer like that.
If you're Dallas and you're Brooklyn, do you accept like Dorian Finney-Smith and Tim Hardaway and like Jaden Hardy or something for Kyrie? And like, do you do that deal? Does that deal work?
I don't know how the math checks out, but that's probably not like, it's probably not a horrible option for Brooklyn in the sense of, like, Kyrie's obviously very good, but the reason you're a championship contender or potential championship contender is because of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's one of the best basketball players on earth. And if you can surround him, like, it simply boils down to what complements KD. And if they can determine that those guys do, I'm all for it. I personally would love to see Kyrie and Luka Doncic. Dang. Let me see that. I want to watch that implode. I will watch every Dallas Mavericks game on League Pass to make sure I am tuned in live when that inevitably goes bad.
Someone tried to get the Kings in the mix. Said, would the Kings be interested in Kyrie Irving? And I was like, what?
I don't believe that happened.
What? No. What? Are you serious? Is there a team that makes less sense than them?
I believe our friends at the Kings Herald wrote an article. And the article said, well, no. And that was the end of the article.
What are we doing? Like, what are we doing, guys? What is this?
We will step in as a fan base and just say, hard pass, fam. We're good.
Also, what has not been mentioned in all of this, and I hadn't thought about it until just today, is we're in the period of time right now where normally, in normal years past, like 2-3 years ago, pre-pandemic, at this point, all attention and focus is on the Super Bowl, right? And then what you've had is a change, obviously, with the 18-week season, but also the trade deadline moving backwards. Usually the trade deadline happens around All-Star game. I remember when Boogie Cousins was traded in New Orleans right after the All-Star game. So
I love the city.
Yeah, he was awesome. Traded during.
Oh, yeah, it was during. Yeah. Yeah, it was during.
I had it confirmed during the actual All-Star game. Like, he's
That's
gone.
Insane. That's insane. So now the war between the NFL and the NBA is just fully on, right? NBA encroaching on the All-Star game, and NFL encroaching on the NBA All-Star game, NFL encroaching on the NBA playoffs with the draft, and then the NBA clapping back and saying, that's fine. We'll just have Kyrie Irving request a trade in Pro Bowl. How about that?
We're going to ruin your Pro Bowl, your crappy Pro Bowl.
And all next week, all next week, the week where all of the excitement is supposed to be on Jalen Hurts and this big Patrick Mahomes matchup, and everybody's just talking about NFL, and it's like, no, it's trade deadline week. It's trade deadline week. Is Kevin Durant going to be traded? Because that's what I care about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.